All right, we're reviewing the jazz clinic session one with the leading tone business. When you identify a 2-5-1 in a particular key, the harmonic outline can go tonic and then leading tone, tonic. The leading tone is any note right below the tonic, half step below it. In this particular song, Autumn Leaves, we have A minor 7 to D 7. To G, which is a 2-5-1, and recognizing that, you can play G and then F sharp G, right? And then you know, no question so far, right? But and then the second part of it is F sharp half diminished to B 7 to E minor is a 2-5-1 key of E minor, and so the tonic leading tone tonic business would go E D sharp E. Half step below E and then back to E. So try both of those right now. Play D, F sharp, G. I'm sorry, G, F sharp, G. And then E, D sharp, E. Here we go. Pick a G to start. So you're going to play each one a whole note. 2, 3, 4. G, F sharp, G. And get ready for E. Questions so far?
No.
So what is, it sounds kind of lame just doing whole notes. What can you do with that? Well, what you do with that is what you already know. We're only adding very small layers, but each layer is very powerful. You already know how to do a G major scale and improvise on that whole progression, right? And so now you're simply going to do that plus this trick whenever you can. The leading tone goes over the 5 chord in the 2-5-1. So the tonic goes over the 2 chord, the leading tone goes over the 5 chord, and then the tonic comes over the 1 chord. Again, 2-5-1, tonic, leading tone, tonic, in that order, respectively. So simply try. So I'll tell you what, before we put it together, just do the G major scale on its own, improvise over the progression. 2, 3, 4. That's no problem for you. So right in the same fingering, wherever you happen to be, whichever G major scale fingering you chose, find a G, you know, maybe this one. That's fine.
Okay.
And find an E. Let me go a little further. You might choose a G and an E that are nearer each other, so you don't have to go so far away. So if you chose this E, for example, choose this G. Just go up a step and a half, and there's your G. So you got G, F sharp, G, play it. And you got E, D sharp, E. Notice that D sharp is outside the G scale. You were not playing that note previously, and it's going to add a lot of weight to. So what you're going to do now is still use a G major scale, but try and pay attention to where we are in the form. And if you can, play an F sharp over the D7 or a B. D sharp over the B7. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do it every single time. Just keep your spot and... To reiterate, the pattern is tonic, leading tone, tonic. Tonic goes over the 2 chord, which is what? Let's play it. It's G, right? That's my 2 chord. Over the 5 chord, you do leading tone. And then over the 1 chord, you come back to tonic. Right? That's your pattern. Tonic, leading tone, tonic. Tonic. Another way of saying that is that the leading tone goes over the 5 chord. The other two are tonics. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Let's hear you play that. 2, 3, 4. Tonic over the 2 and then leading tone over the 5 and tonic over the 1. Now switch to E and do it. Tonic over the 2 and leading tone over the 5 and... Alright, cool. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Because you're not paying attention to where we are in the form, right? Where was I just now? so you have to pay attention to where we are on the form. So again, what we're doing is we're going the next level away from linear. Linear was just strict G minor. G major, I'm sorry. And you knew how to do that already, right? And the whole first part of the session was, that's cool, you could do that. Just play it rhythmically, confidently, and you're fine. You still have to kind of know where you're on the form, though, right? And then so this exercise takes it into the next level, which is now I'm going to still mostly use horizontal, as we were saying, but I'm going to use a little bit of vertical by zeroing in just right on the motion of the 2-5. So do pay attention. So you had the right idea, you just were in the wrong place. So here we go. Just try and pay attention to where I am. 1, 2, 3, 4. For those listening, we're only doing the first 8 bars, you know. We could do the whole song, but for now, that's good enough. Okay. Excellent job. Let me demonstrate, if you don't mind. You count for me. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yourself, when am I doing it and when am I not doing it? And I'm going to give you a hint. I did it every single freaking time. But it didn't sound like that because I'm disguising the motion. But I'm illustrating this is giving you guys a preview to how does a jazz musician think about creating melodic lines over a chord structure. There has to be a balance between melody, which is more horizontal, and, you know, structure, which is more vertical. And right now, we're giving a balance. And just to demonstrate one last thing, I can play this progression and solo on it, like I demonstrated in the class, but now I'll simplify it. I'll only use the G major scale we were just doing, and I'll only use the 2 spots we were just doing. And you can hear the progression without chords. 1, 2, 3, 4. Because that F sharp was placed strategically and the D sharp was placed strategically, and it carries the whole momentum of the tune. Isn't that cool? Any other questions about that?